Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Oh, hello there. And welcome to Shoddy Radio. Thank you so much for listening. This episode we are joined by a few members of the very funny Super Ego podcast. Matt Gourley, Jeff Crocker, and James Bladen are all in studio. And we talk about our usual subjects. Man Bats, Cool Runnings, and other podcasts that we like. Also, Matt helps Chris with the new sitcom idea, and teaches everyone a new, not at all long-winded, improv game. All of that, plus this awesome saxophone solo I'm about to bust out right now. Enjoy the show.
We just talk.
Yeah, and we don't actually do a beginning.
We talk for 8 hours, and then we hope that there's a good 30 minutes we can put out.
Actually, it's not far from the truth.
No, same with us.
You talk until Ben has to go to work.
Right.
Exactly.
I wrote a few things, very small things, if you want, if you're interested in doing something.
You
want
to start with that, or do you want to start with like an interview more style thing?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't care.
I vote for interview because I'd like to get to know these
guys. Yeah,
let's do that then.
That sounds good.
Okay, well, I didn't know who was going to be coming, but I knew Matt was going to be coming. So I'll start out by introducing. We have a portion of Super Ego, the podcast here. And for anyone listening, Super Ego is probably my favorite podcast as far as just pure comedy goes.
Oh.
I won't mention who you're in the running with because we don't want to plug everyone here. They have to come on our show to get it, but it really is. These guys are absolutely hilarious and very, very, very original. They do great improvisation. Wow, Jesus. Improvisation?
I don't know.
And they also, but they do great sound design behind it. And that was one of the first questions that I wanted to get into with you was, do you have a plan for the sound design beforehand, or do you just do an improv thing and then try to see what you can find afterwards to see what you can make work?
Usually we just have an idea for something funny that, and it's almost never a comic premise. It's more of just a character is like, let's do this. And they're here. So we're not usually thinking about the environment, but occasionally, and especially lately, we've been doing a little bit more. Like the last episode has this Star Wars snowspeeder sketch. So that was one where we're going, yeah, let's, cause we had already done an X-Wing one.
Right.
Not that we try to attack all these pop culture things, but that was just one where we knew going in that we already had this, two sources. We had the website, Star Wars website had all of these sound effects for free. Plus,
oh, okay.
James is just a music editor, and he actually had worked on some special edition sequence for the snowspeeder thing and had all of these sound effects ready to go. So he gave them to me, and I just started.
So does James do most of your editing or a lot of your editing, or is it split amongst a bunch of people? Or
I do all the editing.
Okay.
James does any music that we need that I don't pull from other sources. He does it. And then Jeff does the video stuff.
Okay. Can I get a voice check from everyone? So you're Matt Gourley.
I am.
Who's just been speaking. And we also have someone over there. Speak up.
I'm James Bladen.
James Bladen. And you do the...
I do the music for Super Ego.
And then also we have...
Jeff Crocker.
And Jeff does a lot of the more visual stuff on Super Ego, I believe, right?
Yes. Yeah. And you can occasionally hear both their voices on
right.
the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. you guys get a lot of, you have a lot of sketches that have a lot of just random characters coming in at random times.
Yeah.
I never know who's doing what, to be honest, but
we don't either.
One of the other questions I had was, like I said, a lot of what my research beforehand was for Matt, not for you two. So
suck it.
That's fair.
You say you like science. That was one of the things I read on your website. And that's something that Ben, Chris, and I are all very interested in science. And actually one of the first podcast I recommend to anyone that I'm trying to get into podcasting is Radiolab.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Which I think is just, I wish it was taught like in high school, because I would have cared about science when I was in high school, I guess.
Yeah, same here.
But is there any specific things that you like, or any other, do you listen to any science related podcasts that you recommend?
Yeah, actually, I don't listen to many comedy podcasts. I mean, I listen to Pod F. Tomcast because we work with Paul F. Tompkins a lot. I love that. But otherwise, Radiolab, I was just listening to that yesterday, and I used to listen regularly to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, mm-hmm. but through no fault of their own, I just had to cut some podcasts out of my life. It was becoming a problem. But I'm sort of the same way, where in high school, I didn't want anything to do with science or math. And later in life, it's like I'm addicted to it. I can't get enough. And it's less the numbers and more the conceptual things of,
absolutely,
physics and stuff.
We try to get as many scientific guests as we can on the show. It's hard when I have to send them to our website for to show them what we do.
Oh, and they're going like, why would you want me?
Why? Yeah, exactly. Like,
because we do.
We've had a couple decent ones.
Tell them about our last guest that we just had.
We had a bat expert. What?
You're kidding.
Yeah. Well, Chris has made it throughout this podcast, a running theme has been that he has seen a giant bat. And he holds pretty steady to that claim.
What is giant?
Like a man bat?
Exactly, man bat.
Not like a man bat.
Oh, definitely a man bat.
Not a Batman.
No, yeah. Not a Batman, not a bat, not a man.
More like a Dark Knight?
No, this is pure nonfiction. I don't know if I saw a man bat. That's one of the probably most likely things that I saw was a man bat. To be scientific, I can't prove that it wasn't a man bat.
Is the History Channel showing cryptozoological shows about this one yet?
He kept claiming it, and then we got listeners sending in pictures of giant bats and stuff supporting his claim. And
what is a giant bat, though?
Well, I mean, there was this one bat that looked ridiculous, but I think it was like a forced perspective picture of a giant. But the bat, either way, no matter what you say,
or a cover up,
no matter, even if it was a forced perspective, it was a forced perspective on a bat that started out like the size. It's called a flying fox, apparently, or something like that.
Awesome.
And they're only in South America, which
like Ecuador,
right? Exactly, and they have a wingspan of it like 6 feet or something like that.
Southern Ecuador.
Yeah,
we have a flying fox expert today.
And then the more people support,
now do you have questions for me?
The more people that supported Chris, the more sort of entrenched he got in his stance that it was a man bat. And eventually someone actually sent in an email for a professor they had they said might be willing to do our show.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was probably a man bat. Now we're talking.
Right. So
he has two bite marks on his neck.
So I emailed him, and he basically said, unfortunately, I won't be able to join you on your show. He didn't give any reason at all. He just said he would. But I think he just listened to one of the shows, a random one or something, is my guess. And he did say, he sort of gave us some bat facts and said that it was skeptical that so I emailed a couple more. I just started looking up random bat experts, and I found
random bat experts.
Expert in the Google.
The RBD, random bat, RBED database.
If you looked at my history for like 2 days, it would have been a lot of bat experts and bat information. But eventually I got one to come on, and we just, I think Friday, we had an interview with him, and that was fun and it was informative. But another podcast that I love is, it's a short podcast, but it's called Evolution 101. It's no longer exists, but you can still find the archives of it.
It's changed into another podcast.
It's mutated.
See, that's a common misconception about podcasts. They even when they evolve, the original podcast still exists. They don't. It doesn't actually change. You understand?
If it dies that out, though,
right. Oh, that's
it,
true.
It was, yeah, right. It was not fit enough. It was not selected.
But it's a great podcast for. Well, I didn't know anything about evolution. I was really interested in it, and I hated arguing with religious people about it because it's hard to explain and understand.
Jesus.
Anyway.
Literally. Or figuratively, right. Is what I really mean. Wait, can I ask something then? How many of you guys have seen Prometheus?
Oh, I haven't.
Okay, I don't want to spoil anything.
You can spoil it. We like spoil it. This won't come out for another month, probably. We have a slow turnaround. I have like two shows in front of you.
I'm dying next week, and I want to hear this. This is my make a wish.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, no,
okay. It's Prometheus. Well, there's a lot of open ended questions in this very open ended movie, but it basically starts with one of these alien engineers either seeding the Earth or seeding another planet with its DNA, mm-hmm. which totally, if humans come from these engineers, totally discounts evolution completely because it doesn't explain how chimps are 98% right, the same exactly. DNA. Fucking Damon Lindelof.
It's pseudoscience, which is why I refuse to see Prometheus. That's I was going to say. The reason I haven't seen it is because I heard it was based on inaccurate science.
Yeah, there's
I take a lot of stand.
I guess you have to go in accepting that with any space movie, right?
There's a great article that an archaeologist wrote about Prometheus, watching Prometheus. If you guys Google it, archaeologist review of Prometheus, it is fantastic.
Really?
The guy's, I think he's a British, maybe Australian. I think he's archaeologist, a archaeologist, and he lays into
terms.
Like the smallest stuff that he's like, I can't take any of this seriously.
But I was going to ask also, I've tried to make our podcast more podcast friendly in general. So do you guys have any podcasts that people may not know that you recommend that you guys, any of you personally listen to, or just favorite podcasts? You said you don't listen to a lot of comedy. Do you guys listen to any comedy podcasts? Obviously Shoddy Radio excluded.
I listen to a film. Yeah. Yeah.
Are we not considered comedy?
No, I'm saying they obviously do listen to us. That's my point.
Absolutely.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right.
I listen to a film podcast called Film Junk. That's there's something that I like about it because these guys are from St. Catharines, Ontario, mm-hmm. in Canada.
Oh, are you Canadian?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Southern California, and having grown up on the periphery of Hollywood,
right.
It's nice to hear a perspective that is just guys who really enjoy movies.
Right,
One of them's a documentary filmmaker, but other than that, I enjoy it. There's something about their rapport that I really like.
I don't listen to too many comedy podcasts either.
It doesn't have to be comedy, even just stuff in general.
I started listening to, I love This American Life.
Right.
That's a classic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then someone turned me on to a design podcast called The 99%.
I've heard of
that.
The
99%, something like that. And it's it's all about like architecture and design. And it's similar to Radiolab. It's produced in a style of Radiolab.
Right.
And it's short. I want to say it's like 8 to 10 minutes, and it's fantastic.
I gotta admit, I won't listen to that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not. No offense. It sounds good, but architecture design is. I have no sort of aesthetic sense.
That's fair.
I do not listen to podcasts
at all, and you're involved,
especially in... Super Ego.
That's not true. You listen to it, right?
I do listen to it. Yes.
What do you
from a technical standpoint?
Do you guys listen to it after? Be honest here. How many times would you say you've listened to your? You listen to most episodes.
I edit it,
obviously.
Hundreds of times because it's going over and over.
Yeah. Like listening to it.
Once it's over, I don't listen to it.
Exactly.
And then maybe much
later.
Yeah,
you can go back and hate it again.
Yeah, I'll definitely roll through it when it comes out. Just at work, just let it run.
Because even a lot of the other three guys haven't fully heard the final product until it comes out.
Are you excited the same way? I bug Ben and Chris by the time I'm done editing a podcast, to see what they think of it. Like how, even though they were the ones that were funny on it, I somehow try to take credit for how I edited it together. No. Do you get pride in the way it's edited together?
When these three and James as well have anything to say about it, that's the highest praise
because
they were involved. And no, I love that absolutely. And I play them the sketches as they're finished. So they hear the individual sketches and their feedback, I will go into the final edit and stuff.
Do you have anyone on your show who's sort of the biggest self-critic, I guess, or just in terms of the podcast in general, where you play something that you've been working on for a while and he actually took part in, and when you play it to him, he's just unexcited, or he's like, yeah, I guess I thought that would have been better. No one on your show.
I think our egos are pretty well.
Super.
Super. You know, I mean, I'll bring things to them saying, I literally cannot tell if this is funny anymore because I've heard it so many times. Please, you tell me. And then that's what's great is they'll come in and go, yay or nay. And it's usually yay.
The reason I bring it up is because Chris, if it was up to Chris, we would never put out one single show ever. Nothing. Like everything that I think is hilarious is like, eh. I don't know if that.
He's making faces behind your back right now.
When I listen back to shows, the thing I hate the most is my own voice and the things I say.
Oh, you got a good voice.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah. But I hate everything Danny says. Well, me, I hate the most. So.
I'm always like, I've almost stopped going to Chris with like something that I think I did well on the show. I'll just go straight to Ben and bug him about it.
Yeah.
Because I want to continue my good feeling.
Sure.
About it.
Yeah.
But what I was going to ask also, what makes, like, are there any just people in general that make you laugh, or what shows, TV shows, movies, just humans? I don't know.
Well, let's just go around the room here. Well, one of my biggest early influences was actually Johnny Carson and his,
really?
not his hosting necessarily, but his character stuff he would
do. The parties he threw.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the time we spent together, you know. Marx Brothers, you know, like early Chevy Chase and things like that. But nowadays, God, well, I mean, how can you not love Paul F. Tompkins?
Yeah, Paul F. Tompkins is
Andy
great.
Daly is my, really Andy, one
I gotta
of my
say,
favorites.
Andy Daly is absolutely, I, no offense to you guys, but
no.
He is the free, every, offense I'm a taken. Huge, I'm a huge Comedy Bang Bang fan, but every episode that he is on, something, I mean, I will get tears in my eyes
He's
at some point.
Amazing, yeah.
He, and you guys get him. You guys have had him. I think your last show you had him on, right?
Where? Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, we've had him twice to record, and we really want to do it again before this season ends because he's one of our favorites.
That's awesome. What about you guys?
I love Monty Python.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I think they had a lot to do with me coming up as like a just absurd, ridiculous sort of like, I don't know, comedian.
Right.
And then Rob Delaney on Twitter is like a revelation. Everything he tweets is always really funny.
I know
he's Rob my favorite person to follow on Twitter by a country mile.
Definitely. We're recording with him on Monday night.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I didn't even know he spoke. I just thought he
tweeted. He doesn't.
He's just going to live tweet the show.
We're going to read his tweets.
He has a Harpo horn.
James, who are your comedy people?
Yeah.
I disagree with all of what you guys said.
Stanley Kubrick.
Max von Sydow. No, Marx Brothers. I love the Marx Brothers early. We were just talking about Steve Martin before we came over.
Yeah.
I love early Steve Martin. It's always early. Early Chevy Chase.
Right.
Bill Murray.
You know,
Monty Python, huge.
Both Chevy Chase and Steve Martin have gotten a bad rap in their later careers.
Yeah.
But they were so... I mean, I love Steve Martin early, but I know people, Steve Martin, both of them are fairly polarizing, I think.
Yeah,
like
Chevy
you're
Chase
either on their side or
especially.
You're against them.
I could see where there's some gray area with Steve Martin, you know. I
but
think
he was just silly.
He's just changed.
Yeah,
but, but
he's changed.
Chevy
man.
Is really just kind of, it's like watching a.
I have a tank top on and I'm trying to do the collar thing.
Yeah, you feel like Steve Martin can still be funny.
Yeah.
But not also, in his movies.
He also
in his regular life.
Writes, you know, music and books, and he's interested in other things. I feel like Chevy is still trying to push to be what he was. And
what about written word? Do you guys read it much?
What's that? Yeah.
I Chris and I are both. I think the person that makes me laugh almost more than anyone is Jack Handy.
Oh wow!
Sure,
yeah.
Jack Handy. Just I don't. It's. If I would call anything in the world art, I would call his writing art. It is amazing. The way he gets things so simple, but also so funny at the same time.
Yeah.
Have you read his New Yorker articles?
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
He also does. He put out a book with a lot of them in it, too.
Oh.
That, what was it called, Chris?
It was something like What I Would Say to the Martians.
Yeah. Another Veiled Threat.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. I swear it was like 2 years ago. We were downstairs. I wish I would have videotaped it to send it to him because we were just sitting on the couch downstairs bawling like tears because we could not get a breath. You know that laugh where you keep going down like someone's like you're a jack and you're just going farther and farther
Vapor
and you're
lock.
Waiting for the breath to come back. I mean, And we're 30 years old, basically. And like, we're not just little kids anymore laughing at this stuff. But it was so genuinely funny. And I would love to see a video of someone laughing at something I did that hard. I'm really, really enjoying it. I wish I could have captured that moment to give to him. I'm sure he probably wouldn't have appreciated it the same way I think he would have. But
I bet he would.
That it was, yeah.
I guarantee you I'll laugh that hard when you die.
Let's test that out.
Super Ego is... Why don't you give the sort of premise of it? Because it'll be less stumbly than my
version. Oh, yeah. I've never quite figured it out. But
I just mean like the sort of the tagline.
Okay. Well, it's all presented under a loose psychological framework. Like these are case study audio recordings of people with personality disorders. But essentially what they are is just improvised character sketches that we then tack a personality disorder onto after we retrofit it. And it's a really easy way to do anything you want to do. It doesn't have to be a person. It can be a group of people. It can be a company, and just add that it's got some sort of psychological disorder and that we're studying it academically or something.
So one of the things you said, I'm going to mess up the names. Who is PhD?
Jeremy's, but he's Jeremy, not really a PhD. I know he's not
actually a PhD. Yeah. Well, I didn't know.
He's a couple credits shorter.
Yeah.
So Jeremy Carter, PhD.
Yeah.
And then it's Matt Gourley, PYT.
Yeah.
What is the PYT
for? It comes from a Michael Jackson.
I thought it was pretty something, but I was not sure. I thought, well, very that's a really scientific. Stupid joke.
It is.
But I love that it's a stupid joke, and I love that it's in the title.
Yeah, it stands for Pretty Young Thing.
Right, that's what I thought. That was the only thing I could come up with.
We've even received flack in an interview about it, like, well, that joke gets old, and in some ways made us went, well, it's never leaving now.
Well, Chris accuses me of thinking that comedy is a endurance event, so.
Well, this one really is.
And I love stuff like that. That's a dumb joke, but I don't care. I'm just going to keep making it. I already covered, we covered the Man Bat. That was another question I was going to ask you. We have a couple sort of semi-regular questions. Are any of you sort of believers in like Man Bat type stuff, Bigfoots,
no.
Loch Ness Monster, anything like that?
No, I'm a huge skeptic.
Yeah, I also am. Anyone on this side of the room?
I know it doesn't exist, but God damn it, I wish it did.
What, one specifically or just all of it?
Mostly Bigfoot. I think from The Croft, the Bigfoot and Wild Boy, like I just wish that existed.
Right. I believe Wild Boy exists.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Is he in this room?
Wait,
yeah.
I don't even know what Wild Boy is.
I don't either.
Is.
What's Wild Boy?
You don't remember Bigfoot and Wild Boy?
That's what it was, Bigfoot and Wild Boy.
No, I don't know what that is.
Never lose it.
I also believe in Big John and Little John. No one's probably old enough to get that.
I don't know what that is.
From that was another Croft. That was another Croft Super Show. Big John, Little John.
I don't remember that one, but I remember the other
Starring Crofts. Robbie Rist.
Oh, Jesus.
Come
Look,
on.
I should say that it's not like I don't have an open mind. If I'm sure there can be aliens and stuff, which I just don't think we've been talking to them.
Yeah, I always bring up like, you can be as big a skeptic as you want, but there was one, what was that show called? Not Fear Factor, but it was like that show, Scare Tactics. Oh, you ever watched Scare Tactics? No. It was this really crappy reality TV show. I think I only saw one episode, but they tricked this person into thinking aliens existed. Like they did this, they got their car lost in the middle of Nevada near areas, whatever. And they filmed the whole thing and this crazy looking alien comes up and rips the car doors off, but it was all
fixed.
Oh,
that sounds familiar,
But that like the people in the car, no matter how big a skeptic they were, immediately, I now believe in aliens. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, how big of a skeptic can you really be? Whatever you find out is real, you're not going to be like, hang on.
Yeah, no, if there's evidence, then so be it.
So another question we like to ask our guests is, how many people right now in the Los Angeles
have
area
have you had sex with at
this point? Do you think are watching Cool Runnings right now?
In the Los Angeles area?
Just greater Los Angeles. We'll go Inland Empire, everything.
Okay, so Southern California, essentially.
Basically.
Not including San Diego.
Not including San Diego.
South Orange County?
Yeah.
Okay. The Valley?
Angeles County.
Yeah, LA County.
Just Los Angeles? Okay, so not Inland
just
Empire.
Just Los Angeles County. So
you want to just do LA County, Chris?
I need to know.
From Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, I know.
Just the base? To Seal Beach.
I think we should go pure county line.
Okay.
Because that's going to change the algorithm.
Oh, absolutely. It will.
Yeah, just right. LA County?
I mean, be honest. Give an honest guess.
No, I'm going to lie.
I mean, I don't want to joke here. I'm thinking.
I want what you truly think is the number of people.
Well, let's think about this. What are the odds that Cool Runnings is currently being shown on a television channel?
Right. That's one of the major factors.
That's a huge factor.
Because
that's all
you,
or nothing.
Then you also have to factor in how many, you know, did they press, you know, did they put Cool Runnings on DVD? Or are we only talking about VHS copies?
Chris, jump in here.
The question really is, on average, how many households per minute are watching Cool Runnings?
Jesus. Listen, if it's not running on TV right now, four people are watching.
That's my point every time.
And if it is running on TV right now,
and they're all in the same 4, room.
4,000, sure. You know?
You're several hundred thousand short.
Well, go ahead. What do you guys think?
You know the actual answer to this, Chris?
you've got a computer,
so you must know.
I don't know how. All I know is
he's playing Minesweeper.
It's north of 425K.
No way.
Yeah.
No, really. What do you guys think? Are you with Matt?
I would say it's under 10, given
10 people.
Under 10 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like the Price is Right, where if you go over, you're wrong. It's just, you don't say $1.
I'm not trying to underbid.
Chris genuinely believes that. Cool. I think the thing is that
I got to say I'm with Chris on this one. I think it's more people because I think that we're discounting the fact that it is a truly uplifting underdog sports story that's fun for the whole family and all ages.
That's right. And it crosses all racial boundaries.
All racial boundaries.
Because there's two kind of people in the world.
Defiant. Two kind of people in the world.
And people who like bobsled.
Absolutely.
And everything in between. You catch everything.
It's a Disney movie.
It's a Disney movie.
It's from that classic Touchstone
and
era.
And they just came out of the vault with it, right? Didn't they just open up
John
the vault
Candy
again?
John Candy is the top of his
There's
game.
There's no way.
Never been funnier. Dougie Doug probably hasn't been in too many better movies than that.
Probably hasn't been in too
Chris,
many other movies
what's
than
the
that.
Year of release on Cool Runnings?
Year of release on Cool Runnings. I'm glad you asked.
You don't have this off the top of your head?
Yeah, I know. It was somewhere exactly in 1993.
Okay, so we're coming up on the 20th anniversary re-release of Cool Runnings.
God, I can't wait for that Blu-ray.
The way it was intended to be.
Special edition.
So next year, when you guys ask this question, that number's going to be astronomical. Yeah.
That's going to blow the roof off.
Yeah, things are going
to
change.
Well, Chris always says, I think here's the thing, is that Chris's brother happens to be the biggest Cool Runnings fan ever, I think.
Not a hard title to achieve.
I agree. So he has kids, so every time Chris goes to his brother's house, Chris used to say that people, that it was over 100,000 at all time.
Never.
Watching it on VHS. And this was was well after DVDs and even Blu-ray existed.
I'm going purely on the economic hardships of the Latin American people that still have the VHS.
And that look in the dollar bin,
right,
like wherever quality VHS tapes are sold.
Nope.
Absolutely.
I think he's way overshooting, but he says that it's a perfect movie to put in it, like just at Christmas or just anytime when you want background noise going when you're doing something else, that they may not be full-fledged like paying, you know.
Yeah,
not
everybody's
every
got
word
those
of
movies.
Cool Runnings.
Yeah.
But
Chris, what's the population of Los Angeles County?
Well,
Jesus, you
question.
Don't know this
I'm
either?
No, I just like to type while you're in suspense. Of L. Well, by 1900, the population had grown to more than 102,000.
That's relevant. Thanks. Yeah.
Putting pressure on the city's water supply, but you don't need to know that.
Well, if we're going to make a bobsled track, we're going to, you know,
we're going to need some water.
As of the 2010 census, 3,792,621 is the most populous city in the state of California. And
I will amend mine from 4 to 3.
that's just the city of Los Angeles, not the county?
That's just the city.
Oh,
and it says within the city limits alone, at least 468,000 of those people are watching Cool Running per square mile.
So you're telling me
per square mile?
Oh.
What are they stacked on top of each other?
That's 468.
You're saying that more than 10% of the entire city of Los Angeles is watching Cool Runnings at any given minute?
I'd say that's a conservative estimate.
Well, you know what? I came in skeptical, but now I'm a believer. I'm in.
Yeah. Let's see.
But Matt, no matter how skeptical you were, if someone ran up to your car, ripped the door off, and then showed you
Cool
a picture of themselves watching Cool Runnings, you would believe.
I would, because so the evidence has been presented.
Not yes. only that, but you wouldn't be that interested in the aliens anymore because you'd be so sucked into the drama. Yeah. It would probably be during the slow clap scene at the end.
Okay, so another question I was going to ask is, did you, Matt, start off just doing improv in high school or theater in general in high school? Is that how you sort of, your path led you here?
I had this wonderful, that's finally, the circle is unbroken.
In the studio, excuse me.
I had this wonderful theater teacher in high school who was so sweet, but also so lazy. And he would just go, oh, Matt, get up and do some improv. Just run the class through some improv. And we would just play all day, all year. And then I did something called Comedy Sports in high school.
Oh, wow.
And then a year later, I started doing that professionally as a show.
Wow, that's awesome.
And that's how I met Jeremy. Eventually, that's how I met Mark. It's in some ways how I met Jeff, because I used to teach comedy sports at his high school.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. Is that what you do? Do you teach improv now?
No, I teach acting and film editing at Long Beach City College.
Oh, awesome.
And then I teach online at Riverside College, and then I do some acting or improv teaching through Disney as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You might want to work in some Cool Runnings.
Is that a Disney film? Is that Touchstone?
Are you kidding me? Is that Disney?
Look.
Are you even listening?
Wow. I think that's grounds for termination.
Well, I'll take my severance pay.
You know, you think you know somebody because you talk to them for 10 minutes in your apartment. Studio, excuse me. Chris and I sort of, we were in a theater class, but it was not much improv, and it was a really crappy theater class. But what do you teach in improv? Like, what are the main things that you like to tell
people? Well, if it's a beginning class, you got to go through the basics of, you know, try not to say no, which ironically is funny because Superego, one of the things we love to do the most is say no.
But I think once you get more advanced, that's the fun thing, is because you like to put people in a corner and watch them work their way out, which is why I love John Daly so much, because he is the best at like rolling off of being
trapped. Do you mean Andy Daly or John Daly?
Andy Daly, excuse me.
The golfer, John Daly.
He's amazing at working. But there is a comic name. No, there's a John Daly, too. Yeah.
And there's a Tyne Daly.
And John Stewart hosts the Daily
That's
Show.
True. That's very true. But yeah, Andy Daly's great. But so basically just the yes and philosophy.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're beginning, I teach them yes and, I teach them just starting a scene and getting out the who, what, where, the basics. But if it's a more intermediate class, I like to just like start them in the middle of scenes, jump them right into it, not worry too much about gimmicks, but just to trust themselves and try not to end every scene with killing or
rape.
And like, stay away from all the AIDS and drugs and vomiting and killing. It's an easy go-to.
Whatever is you're trying to stay away from in life, you might as well try to stay away from.
That's so true. That's so true. Are you listening, Sheila?
So that's the basics of it. But what about like your more advanced students? Do you have like, is there like, we had another, improv teacher on the show a while back. Actually, can we bring up, have you heard this name before? Chris, this is your name, so I'd let you take credit for it.
My name?
Yeah, our improv comedy troupe.
Oh, Room for Improvement.
Have you heard that before?
No.
See, you're impressed,
right?
We gotta
build that room.
It's not only the name for the place, but
it can be poorly constructed also. We can save a lot of money. That's part of the point.
But it's the name of the troupe. It's our troupe, so don't steal it.
Okay.
Right. We don't have a troupe.
Okay. But it's a de facto troupe, right? Yeah.
Would you be willing to do a little improv with us, or teach us a little improv, or do something
Sure,
along
whatever
those lines?
You want,
I know it's hard to pressure you into it, but
I will warn you that for someone who's, I mean, I guess paid his dues doing improv, Superego has set me into a style that isn't always conducive for like the best improv. It can get weird, right? I mean, you can confirm that.
That's as good a way to describe it as any.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm going to take off clothes, but I am going to take off clothes and not my own.
What can I ask? Which grandma are you?
I'm Jonesy.
Jonesy.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Is one of the first things I heard you guys doing was when you were on Comedy Bang Bang as Oh my God, those characters are brilliant,
and they're in many ways real.
That is what I love about them. They are. I assume they were based on actual just life experiences with either your own grandmothers or old ladies, but they are exact. They're so accurate, but also managing to point out little funny things. I love tuna fish sandwich.
It's funny. That's the biggest compliment I get. Oh, not compliment, but comment. And that's the one thing that isn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's so just funny. Something I did when it was speech, but she would offer me tuna fish sandwich. She just didn't make everything past tense. I don't know where that came from, but I would fake sick so I wouldn't have to go to school. My mom worked, so she would drop me off at my grandma's on a Monday, and both me and my grandma would parlay into that into 5 days. So when my mom would pick me up in the afternoon, she'd be like, "Oh, I think he needs another day," and she'd bring me the thermometer, and I'd put it up to the light, and it would read like my temperature would be like 108. And she, "Matthew, you want a tutti frutti shake, Matthew?"
You guys have been doing a lot more video stuff than we do, but we're trying to I talked with you guys earlier about this, that I'm trying to figure out a way to get a little bit more visual stuff worked into some of the segments that we do, but some of those things are just so much better audibly. Like just hearing that voice is I can totally believe, I swear, I know it's two dudes making each other laugh, but it is so it just feels so real. It feels like such old ladies. They're great characters. But actually, Chris, did you say you wrote a sketch involving an old lady?
Yeah, I did. It's very, very brief.
Let's do it.
Well, here,
this is a written improv sketch?
Well, it's not. This isn't improv. Sorry. I get a little all over the place when I'm.
Quick question. Has there ever been a character named Kelvin on your show?
Yeah, there's a from a video called Ultraforce Kelvin.
Why do you want to change the one of the
names? I just randomly named this character Kelvin. I didn't want to.
Oh, what a funny coincidence! You can still do that. I don't care.
They don't own the copyright laws.
We
to
do.
The name
Kelvin. We do. Oh, wow. Yeah, you would think it would be the scientist Kelvin that discovered the temperature.
Measurement.
Yeah. Nope.
I don't even know. Chris, you're going to have to explain what's going
this
on here.
An idea for a sitcom I had, and I thought that maybe we have a grandmother's voice who could help me just read a really brief bit of dialogue.
Sure. We do a GPS sketch on Super Ego?
Oh, do you?
It doesn't matter. That's
so
funny.
So concerned by that.
Oh, no, no worries.
Is it similar? Let's not do it then.
Let's do it. You have 8 unread emails.
I know. You're already trying to back out. Did you hear that? What I was talking
about?
Let's
not do it.
He's like, let's not do it.
No, let's do it.
Is it where a grandmother dies and becomes a GPS?
No, but it is a jealous woman who's a GPS.
Oh, damn. My grandmother, the GPS.
My grandmother, the GPS.
Let's do this, though.
You know about that, right, Chris?
I believed it for I totally bought it.
Sid and Marty Croft? My grandmother, the GPS?
I got to.
James?
Is this a real thing or.
No, but okay. There was My Mother, the Car, which was about a woman who dies and becomes a car.
They just released that on DVD.
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Man,
area.
I just realized, you already probably know who I'm going to say you look like, right?
I don't. Conrad Bain.
Oh, what is his name? It's the bad guy from Wayne's World. Chris, help me out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Christopher Lloyd.
It wasn't Rob. Is Rob Lowe the bad guy?
Yeah, Rob Lowe. Yeah. Man, that is so. You have that sort of sly,
he's a dashing looking guy.
Very dashing.
He looks
my
like
God,
Clark Kent.
I just got lost in. Yeah, Clark Kent.
Thank you. Lose yourself in my eyes.
I just did for a second. I couldn't even think of who played the bad guy in Wayne's World.
I thought you were gonna say Bruce Campbell. Do you get that?
Bruce Campbell. I know. I've never gotten that.
If Clark,
I've gotten Rob Lowe.
Evil Dead.
If Clark Kent and Rob Lowe ever had sex with each other and somehow could produce a child by doing that, who was he?
And also if one of them wasn't fictional.
Right.
Rob Lowe.
Which, yeah, exactly. We know Matt's very skeptical.
It can't be done. Show me the evidence.
I meant that Rob Lowe existed. So are you set on what's going on?
I'm
here,
ready
Chris?
To go. Do you just want me to read this like an old woman? Or do you want it computerized? I'll do both.
Do we need any stage notes or anything like that?
No, we need nothing.
Ready?
Okay, this is a sitcom idea that I stole from a variety of different sources. It's called My Grandmother, the GPS. And I think it's going to be the next big
must-see TV
hit. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll play the part of young Kelvin.
Okay.
And I'd like you to play. I'd be honored if you'd play the part of grandmother.
I'd be honored.
Okay.
Two. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Kelvin, stop driving so fast.
Grandma, I'm only going 35 and we're on the freeway.
Well, I see a dog on the side of the road.
Grandma, you didn't see a dog. There's never a dog on the road.
Kelvin, don't give me that smart tongue of yours.
I'm sorry, Grandma.
Kelvin, where are you going?
I told you, Grandma, I've got that big date I've been planning.
I want to go to the store. I need to buy cat food.
Grandma, you don't have any more cats. I told you, they're all dead. You are dead. You've been dead for months, but for some reason your voice returns on my GPS system.
Don't explain plot points to me, smart mouth. Now drive me to Samuel's Club.
We're not going to Sam's Club. I told you, I have to go on my big date. There's not enough time for your detours. Now please tell me how to get to Jessica's house.
Okay, dear. The map says to drive straight for 7.4 miles, then turn left at the light onto Samuel's Club Parkway.
Grandma, that is obviously the directions to Sam's Club.
No. Who's laughing in the car? Do you have a friend here? No, it isn't, dear. I swear to God. Just trust me, it's very clear. It says go to get to Jessica's house, park in the handicapped spot near the shadiest tree, then walk to the back of the store and stop when you see the aquarium.
Mom, now you're just giving me directions to the cat food section within Sam's Club.
I thought I was your grandma.
Oh, shit.
I thought that was in the script. Wow.
Sometimes I lose sight of where I am. Will you hand me some Clorox in the dashboard? No, I didn't. Now get in there and have fun on your big date. And don't forget to bring your rewards card and my large Thomas Kincaid bag.
Grandma!
Kelvin!
I like ending it with just yelling someone's name.
Yeah.
Wow, good work.
Nice. Round of applause.
Thanks, Grandma.
You're welcome. Oh, thank you.
Wow, that was a great...
A really sexy grandma.
That's what I was going to say.
Thank you.
We were trying to go for robot grandma, but you just went a different direction with sexy grandma there, well, obviously.
When you got it, age it.
You guys want to take a quick break? I think I'm really hot
right
now.
Sure, why not?
And then we can try something else if you're willing.
Yeah.
All right.
Chris, Ben, and Danny ramble on like idiots. They never stay on topic. Most of the time they don't even have a topic. They think they're so smart, but you want to know something? They're not. Chris, Ben, and Danny ramble on like idiots. They never stay on topic. Most of the time they don't even have a topic. They think they're so smart, but you want to know something? They're not. Chris, Ben, and Danny ramble on like idiots. They never stay on topic. Most of the time they don't even have a topic. They think they're so smart, but you want to know something? They're not. Chris, Ben, and Danny ramble on like idiots. They never stay on topic. Most of the time they don't even have a topic. They think they're so smart, but you want to know something? They're not. Chris, Ben, and Danny ramble on like idiots. They never stay on topic. Most of the time they don't even have a topic. They think they're so smart, but you want to know something? They're not. Chris, Ben, and Danny ramble on like idiots. They never stay on topic. Most of the time they don't even have a topic. They think they're so smart, but you want to know something?
If you're just joining us, we were talking about the validity of LA mustaches.
That's true, yeah. You guys had...
I felt like I was listening to a podcast. Like, I forgot that I'm allowed to interact with you guys.
So we talked about doing some improv earlier. Are there any improv games that you like to start people out with?
I teach this game that's really simple, but I really like it. So there's one person seated in a chair and three people seated on the floor in front of them.
Uh-huh.
And each one of them is like fake dials a phone, makes a ringing noise, and you hear the person in the chair's outgoing voicemail message. Hi, I'm not here right now. Leave a message after this beep, beep. And each person has to leave a message as a character saying who they are and what they want. And you hear those three messages. Then the person calls back those three people and has to resolve the situation. So within that, you don't even realize it, but you're getting out the who, the what, and the resolution all in a conversation.
Can we do five people calling somebody?
Sure. You bet. And yeah.
Ben, I feel like you're the best one to be sitting in the chair.
Okay. Well, I'll call Ben. Yeah, but we can make him whoever we want, or whatever version of Ben we want to make him, a mechanic, a grandma, or whatever.
Are we all making our own version of Ben?
Yeah.
So it's not like Ben is whoever goes first sets the character.
No, yeah. These are all ostensibly separate things. Yeah.
All right. Does Ben need to do anything to start?
Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Then we'll hear his outgoing message,
Does Ben do the outgoing message?
Yes. Okay, each time. Yeah.
All right. This could work. It could work. It will work.
How many people do you think are playing this in the LA area? Right now?
It's got to be upward of 425K.
Okay. Now, how many of us are going to pick Cool Runnings characters for our outgoing
and all hands are up. Everybody but Chris.
Everyone in this room. And I'm going to look like a jerk.
Okay. All right. Beep, 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 beep. Beep 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 ring 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 ring.
Ben likes to let it ring a few times. He said his outgoing message a lot longer just to because he gives himself time. He wants to he has trouble getting to the phone sometimes.
And also, I'll admit I wasn't completely paying attention, so I'm not entirely sure of what
this is your voicemail. And you make up who you are.
Isn't that like the third rule of improv? Pay attention.
The third. Just say something vague like, I'm not home right now. Leave a message.
An auspicious start for this.
As you can tell, I'm very talented at improv, but you'll find that out as we go along.
Bring, bring, bring. But I think I have the wrong number. I'm going to call a different number. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, bring, bring.
Hey, this is Ben. Leave a message.
Make the beep.
I want it to be me.
Make the beep, Ben.
Oh, beep.
Hi, Dad, it's me, Carbo. Listen, you put me on the plane to see Grandma and Grandpa in Portland, but I ended up in Bangkok. And so, why would you do that? You're just a horrible father. And a regret and a sadness and a blight on my whole life outlook now. And I'm only 6 months old. I'm a prodigy. I'm a fucking prodigy. And you would throw this away by putting me on an airplane willy-nilly? You got a lot of susplaining to do. Please call me back at country code 010-710-10. Okay, I'll be waiting here in the airport lounge. I'm having pretzels and mash. And a drink called a shit myself. Okay, bye.
Oh, man. That's a good start.
set the bar pretty high.
Yeah, I was going to say, really? I like that we had you go first because we could all get a feel for how the game goes. But yeah. Now...
Oh, I don't know.
You want me to follow? I'll try to follow, I guess. So... 5383 9 4 7 1. I have one of those newfangled phones that when you push the number, it says the number you're pushing. I'm just saying that to someone else in the room right now.
Your iPhone does that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, is that an app?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You haven't heard of it? It's called Number Say.
Wait a minute. Come on.
No, I swear to God, dude.
I didn't come here to get yanked a chain around.
Anyway. Bring. Ring.
Hey, this is Ben. Leave a message. Beep.
Hey, how you doing, Benjamin? I forgot to do a voice. Hang on a sec, Ben. Let me call you right back with my real voice.
Well, I'm glad that we're doing improv with you guys.
Hey, we gotta try it, whatever. But okay. Beep boop beep.
Bop, you guys want to? You guys want to do some like poop and boob jokes that, like we usually do?
Yeah. So this is more our style. I'll just start over. You don't have to redo the voice. Oh, hey Benjamin, it's me, Steve. You know, I was just calling. I was down here at the storage place, and looks like you're overdue on your bill. On your bill there. So I'm gonna need you to go ahead and pay that for me. Otherwise, we're gonna have to auction off all your stuff. And we're bringing in a so actually you might want to not pay it, because we're bringing in that show that auctions off stuff to come in here, and you that way you could see your stuff on TV if you don't pay your bill. But also, if you want to pay your bill, you still can pay your bill. It's not too late. But if you do want to see your stuff on TV, don't pay your bill. Again, Steve, and you know my number. It's public storage where you have your stuff. Okay, I got to take this other call. Bye.
All right.
That was my attempt. Oh boy, I'm already thinking of it. I can't wait to edit all this out. Like, I'm getting excited about just chopping all this and only leaving yours in.
Nice and slick. Yep.
All right. Anyone else want to go next? Or dude, Chris, do you want to go? Or are we going to put pressure on our guests?
You should.
I think we should put pressure on our guests.
I agree. One of you two has to go.
I'll do one. Ben, are you ready?
Yes. Hey, this is Ben. Leave a message. Beep.
Hello, Ben. This is Tom Follemew, your neighbor. Hi. I just wanted to give you a little heads up. I'm hearing a lot of Richard Clayderman music coming out of your house. I know you have that real sweet York stereo. And I just want to let you know, I'm not complaining. I just want to let you know, I love Richard Clayderman. I thought maybe we could get together. You know, maybe trade some records and CDs. I'm really into vinyl. I think you are too, because I'm hearing some of that audio vinyl warmth. Even though it's across the street, I still hear it. And I'm an audiophile. A lot of my friends call me that. But they say feel, because they say audio feel, because we feel the music. Yeah, I think, Ben, you know what I'm talking about here. Anyway, we've never met. I see you. I know you. I see you a lot. I will watch you and just through the windows. And so I really would like to get together. So give me a call. I'm here always. Okay, Ben. Bye-bye.
Who's up next? Oh, these are great, by the way.
Yeah, geez. Hey, this is Ben. Leave a message. Beep.
Benjamin, it's William Kipp, the referee at the Super Mario 3 contest that you entered. Just letting you know, the ruling has come down. You have been disqualified for a illegal use of the Tanuki suit in Stage 3-4. The Hammer Brothers may have been very susceptible to it, but we are passing judgment that your opponent, Kiff, was the one that utilized the fire flower more properly. Just to let you know, you have been disqualified, but that does not mean you will not be allowed to compete in the Pilot Wing 64 contest next week. Give me a call back. You know the number. It's 1-800-THIS-VIDEOGAME-CONTEST.COM.
Also, you should mention you're calling from 1992.
Also, I should mention, I'm calling from 1992.
Wait, the Nintendo 64 wasn't out then, was it? You did mention the...
Is this a third-party line? Because I'm trying to use the fucking phone. I pay the bills in this house. It's me, Chloroform.
Congratulations, Chloroform. You've won the video game contest.
What did I win now?
You won another Legend of Zelda.
Is that a pinball?
Yes.
Do you just touch it? What do?
Well, there's a console that you put it in.
Console? I'm not even grieving. How did you know about the death of my bride?
Your bride was named Console?
I'm the first ever lesbian. Never been done before me. Did you know it? I'm 98 years old.
That's incredible.
I remember that show. Now, there was the Kathy Lee Gifford Rigby. What was her name?
With
Kathy?
That guy that pulled the train with his teeth?
Yeah.
That was me.
Or was it the train pushing a guy's teeth?
That's incredible.
I'll take my call off the air.
All right. Looks like you're the last one up, Chris.
Okay.
Beep, boop, pop, boop, boop, beep, beep. Well, you should go dial with your horn.
Oh my god. Oh wow.
He's a really old phone.
That was cool.
Hey, this is Ben. Beep.
Oh yeah.
That's he's a bike horn calling in there.
No. Hey, that was just my bike horn. I just wanted to call and say that I think it's really messed up that you stood me up on our date at Sam's Club. I gave you explicit instructions that you should meet me before you get to the aquarium. And first, this guy, fucking Kelvin, stood me up. And now you. I just think it's messed up. Just because I live among puppy sweaters. Maybe, I guess you think you're too good for me because you live in an actual apartment with a mailbox. Well, fuck you, buddy. Beep.
Wait, did you beep at the end of that?
I always beep right before I hang up. I horn when I start my message and then I beep. That's my calling card. So, I'm Jessica.
So how does Ben resolve this?
He gets to call those back in whatever order he wants. And okay. We just have a quick conversation.
All right. Ben, you got a lot of work ahead of you.
Jeez, I really should have paid attention on that part where you guys told me to pay attention. What if I don't remember everybody's name?
You don't have to. You can just say that person or this person.
I'll make the phone noises, and then whoever wants to answer can answer. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay, so beep boop beep boop boop beep boop. Ring.
Bong yin tam tang bao tang do yao song wu bai.
Somebody there that called me earlier?
Yeah, Dad, it's me. I learned the language.
Oh, hey, you're in Bangkok.
Yeah, well, I was. Now I'm in just some islands off the Philippines, which are islands. So these are islands. They're like little tiny freckles.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
No, but it sure would make a difference.
Oh, I was just curious.
You're not going to do it?
I will when you earn it.
You sent me off to Bangkok, Dad. How could you do this? You're negligent.
One day you'll realize how much I've helped you in your life.
How? How about let's make that today and tell me?
It's for you to learn and to express to me.
Okay. I've learned that I have a deadbeat father, and there's no sense going home, especially after, at only 6 months old, I've learned to speak fluent Thai. Right? Just checking. Just quizzing you, Dad. Trick question. Listen, I've made some friends with people here, and I think I'm going to start picking pockets.
Do you remember how you didn't call me on my birthday?
Because I wasn't born yet? Because it was 7 months ago, Dad?
Very good.
Yeah, I do remember that. Forgive me, but as soon as you stall telephones in utero, I'll make a courtesy call.
But I specifically remember putting my ear up to your
shouted out her navel.
I asked for 2 kicks for my birthday.
Great, I'm legless.
You could have given me 2 fist pumps.
Okay, Dad, it's clear that we've both made some major mistakes in our relationship. Let's let bygones be bygones. Wire me some money. I'll come home. We'll start again.
Son, I will never love you.
Dad, you're a real dick.
All right, so now you're, I guess, call back whoever you want again. Oh, wait, no, we have to pick who he's dialing.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we can go in the same order.
I haven't hung up yet, Dad.
You're calling more people.
Oh, it's 3 party line. All right, I'll get off the line. I understand you got business. I may hate you, but I'm not unreasonable.
Ring. Yeah, you got Steve.
Hey, Steve, I think we need to talk about a billing issue.
Yeah, you're a little past due on your public storage bill here over at Steve's public store.
I believe I told you, though, that if I'm ever past due, that you could open up my locker and you could take any old VHS tape that you wanted, with exception to Cool Runnings.
Well, that's the thing. To be honest, I know about the billing issue, but we have a TV show coming in next week, and I thought you would be interested in having Cool Runnings shown on the TV show.
What is the TV show?
It's called Public Auction Storage.
How do you spell that?
Which part?
The stutter part. Would we be able to solve my billing issue if I were to trade my 6-month-old son?
Let me be honest with you, Ben. Let me be honest with you. What I'm really looking for is I'm hoping to auction off that Cool Runnings VHS, because we got a lot of collectors coming in for this bidding, and I know that's going to fetch us at least a $50 bill, at the least.
Yeah, but if everybody's already watching it, how could it be that much of a collector's item?
Listen to me, Ben. I know everyone's watching Cool Runnings, but there's going to be a choice few that are watching public storage show auction. And those people, we're trying to convert them into cool runners. That's our group of Cool Runnings lovers. And if we could get this VHS up on the show I talked about earlier, we can really change some minds.
Steve, if I come down there and pay my bill, will you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, that sounds good. So, can we auction off your VHS, or?
I will come down there and pay my bill.
No, but the Cool Runnings VHS, is it cool if we auction that off? I've already auctioned it off, Ben. I gotta be honest with you. The show already recorded. You really should turn on the TV right now, unless you have TiVo, because the segment's about to air, and I think you're gonna like to see your Cool Runnings on air. It's pretty cool stuff, man.
God damn it, Steve.
I gotta go, man.
Man, this is painful.
It really is. It hurts my stomach a lot to tell you that I auctioned off Cool Runnings, but I did. And I thought I would get at least a $50 bill for it, but I only got like 38 cents. I sold it on Amazon. I'm going to be honest with you. There's no TV show. I sold it on Amazon. I put it on the buy it now thing, but I said it wrong. And that you could buy it now for 38 cents, and someone did. And I should have told you about it beforehand. So I apologize.
Steve, do you ever wish that you had cancer?
No, but I wish I had AIDS and then I got raped and murdered. And
excuse me, I'm only 6 months old. I don't think you should be talking about those things.
Right, right. Anyway, I gotta go. I have AIDS and cancer, and I gotta do some raping.
And that's how you're supposed to end
right,
the music.
That's right. I think that was what we got told.
Success.
On Amazon.com. Holy cow. It's really, I see why SNL struggles so much to end sketches. This is why I like Mr. Show so much more. Also, I'm not on that, either of them.
And I've officially just undownloaded this episode of this podcast.
Don't worry. This will be cut down to about 30 seconds by the time it gets out. Anyway, all right, gotta go, Benjamin.
Okay.
Oh boy,
man! Can I just say that I used to do. This isn't like part of any bit or anything, right, but I used to do stand up at a place that was like 1/4 stand up and 3/4 improv. And the guy that owned it always wanted me to do improv.
Yeah,
and I just feel like improv is like the fucking scariest thing in the world, and I am hating every second that we're doing this.
Ben, believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Huh?
Believe in yourself.
Is it as simple as that?
Yeah, it really is. Simple as that. Chris, give him a little thing to remind him how to do this, please.
You can't achieve if you don't believe.
Okay. Hmm. Anything else?
If you don't believe, you're probably not going to achieve.
Anything that doesn't.
But don't you think it's funny? Because I think that's where like a lot of the humor from my stand-up would generate was just my overall hatred of myself. So it's like kind of hard to, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
I just hate how like horrible we are at it.
Right. I agree. That's
Nobody's
okay.
horrible.
We're going to get better at it. It's all right. That's why we brought, that's why Matt's agreed to come by every week to,
oh God.
To keep doing oh this God. All the way through the summer.
Oh God.
Until he can take a lie detector test and say that he thinks we are the funniest people improvisers he's
ever
worked with.
Did you tell him that we've renamed our podcast to Super Ego Radio?
He actually signed a contract. He thought he thought I was just giving him a parking pass, and what? He thought it was weird he had to sign for the parking pass. But no, yeah. So anyway, so that's why. Don't worry about it, Ben. It'll be fun.
But this is why I so willingly get up at 3 a.m. to work at a grocery store.
So you can
my improv will not pay the bills.
they tell you to keep your night job.
Basically.
All right. Call someone else, Benjamin.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop.
That's not, hang on. Dun, 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 dun. What is that?
Halloween?
Yeah.
Or Iron Maiden.
Sorry. I just picked up a.
Could you do that a bit again, Ben?
Just somebody answer the fucking phone.
Ben's really struggling here.
I need the dialing again, Ben.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. Hello.
Hey, this is Ben.
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
Oh, good. You called me.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
I heard that you turned off your music.
I did to make this phone call.
Oh, well, that's very considerate, but you didn't have to do that. I mean, we could both be enjoying it right now and then talk about it. Could you please turn it back on?
I will turn it on if you close your curtains.
Okay, I'll close my curtains. Can I do anything else for you?
You seem to be pretty relaxed on the dress code at your home.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, it's hot over here. Or can't you tell?
I cannot tell because it seems as though you're... penis and testicles are receding like it's 30 below.
Now that's too far. I don't like that kind of talk. I think you crossed a line, Ben, but I forgive you.
Okay, we're still friends?
Well, sure. Listen, let's talk music, because that's what we're both here for, right?
Of course.
That's why we both moved here, isn't it? Because we both love music. We love the same types of music, I know that for sure.
I know I love music.
Right. Richard Clayderman, is that right? Do you like Zamfir?
I thought you said Richard Marx.
Oh, well, I'm not prejudiced against any nationality. I do like, who did you say?
Richard Marx.
Yep, I like him. Love him.
He was a huge success in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm. Who else do you like?
Oh, man.
Me too.
Like currently?
Currently, they're good. Yeah. Bob currently just recently got out of the hospital, so he should be coming out on tour again.
Well, yeah. I am.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Bob.
Just going door to door, singing a couple of my hits.
Listen, could you do one of your, you know, that's coming out on the new album? We'd love to hear it.
Sure, right there, any right, requests?
Ben? Ben, have you heard any of the, well, some of the classics, I think.
You want to hear?
Play Recently.
Recently. All right. I met you on a beach looking like a leaf that had washed up on the shore. I'm a man with conviction. I'm a convicted man. I'm a wife and a pedophore. You know what that is, don't you?
Yes, it's a delightful appetizer, is it not?
Yeah, sure is. It sure is. It's somewhere between a canapé and just like bruschetta.
But that's right.
I'll tell you what else. This is my farewell tour.
Oh, no.
Yep. Going off a cliff, Thelma and Louise style.
Bob, what would drive you to do that? You just got released from the hospital.
Hey, can I tell you something real secret?
Yeah. Love to.
Okay. You know, do you got any Bob Clayderman records? Or
well, I have his brother Richard's work, but I'm not familiar with Bob's work.
Well, I'll talk about that later. Can I stay the night here? Whose house am I at, by the way?
It's
tough to tell.
You're currently at my house, no pun intended.
One of my biggest hits. eponymous named.
Yes.
Currently, the men outside are fervently
trying to get to you. You're my lady with the Tetons towering high. That was a song. That's not what you hear on the radio.
That's the extended version?
It's actually the shortened version.
That's the shortened version.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm interrupting.
That's the standing mix.
Yeah. I got to let you fellas go. I'm going to take that plunge off the lighthouse. It's a little bit more romantic to go off a lighthouse, I think.
Bob, please just consider your fans. I'm not saying don't do it, but consider them as you do it.
I am. That's why I'm webcasting the whole thing. Going to land on some jagged rocks and see if I can make some, you know, Jackson Pollock stuff.
Yeah. Well, they called him the Great Painter.
They did.
Yeah, that
they
was did. His nickname.
Yeah.
Great Painter.
Well, I got to run. They're showing Show Me Up down at the Five and Dime.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, I'm still here.
Oh, is the young child here as well?
Hi.
Okay.
I'm going off the lighthouse, too.
Oh, please, say it so.
It is.
Oh, good.
It is.
No, that's wrong.
I'm only 6 months old, but I feel like I've lived a full life.
Oh, and who says you have it? You've lived a full life so far.
I have aging disorder.
What is that?
Where your skin grows old.
Well, that's very different from what most people have.
Well, but I have it real quick. I'm 6 months old, but I look like 7.
Months or years?
Months. Yeah.
7 months.
Yeah,
I tell you, it doesn't show.
Well, you flatter, you know. You're just a shiner. You're just a charmer.
People tell me that all the time. It's
whose house am I at?
This is my house, but Ben lives. You take a look right out this window.
Oh,
better yet, look through the telescope.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, I'm late. I gotta get to the lighthouse. Are you coming with me, kid?
Yeah. Can I ride on your back?
No, but you can ride in my pouch.
Oh, you're a marsupial?
Yeah, I'm a mansupial.
Really?
Yeah. Here, open up. It's fur-lined, but it's synthetic because I'm real into PETA.
Oh, I can appreciate that. Let's dive together, and I'll fall out like I'm a parachute.
And then we'll skydive to our deaths. I like you, kid. You're a real tit in the wind.
Hi, Ben.
Yeah, Ben, are you still there? I feel like Ben forgot that he listened to 4 episodes of you guys today. He forgot he could participate again.
I was just buckling up and hanging on for the ride.
All right, let's hustle through these last 2
beep,
calls.
Boop, beep, beep, boop, boop, beep.
Mario's Kill Switch, this is William. How can I help you?
Hey, I wanted a clear explanation on why.
Oh,
I was,
yeah, is this Ben?
This is Ben, yes.
Disqualified. DQ'd, buddy. You're out of it. Eliminated. Beaten. Ripped.
I know what those terms mean.
Yeah, great. And then this is a short phone call.
No, I need to know why you came to that decision.
We all know what you did. You killed that kid. And it's not fair to any of the other kids that want to play a goddamn Super Mario Brothers 3 contest.
Avenge me.
Yeah. It was your own son, Ben. Why'd you kill that kid?
Because he had it coming to him. I'm preparing him for life.
That's fair. That's fair. I buy that. Look, hey, we can't wait to see you next week at the Pilot Wing 64 contest.
I was wondering when there's going to be a Legend of Zelda contest.
When is your house available?
Great,
anytime. We're coming over. I'm bringing a plasma and some nachos.
Also, remember, it's a BYOBB. Bring your own beanbag.
All right, that's great. I got 16 of them. I'll load them up in the truck, and we'll see you in about 10.
Do you know where I can get replacement beans?
Absolutely. Just call 1-900-BEAN-ME. .com.
Oh, sorry to cut in here.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, this is the operator.
Yeah, hey, operator.
Yep. You guys are over the. You guys are over the limit.
Wait, what limit?
I'm sorry. We're gonna have to cut this short.
Like phone limit?
Yeah, you're over. You're.
I'm talking minutes.
Man, you're over your minutes.
Oh,
so.
Hi, this is the operator's boss. If you people don't shorten this up, I will come to the phone line.
Eric,
what?
Eric, I got this.
Yeah, Eric, she's got it.
Giselle?
She sounds like a Giselle sounds like a real sweet butt.
She's a hard
Listen,
body.
Listen, I don't appreciate the language, but I have this. I don't, and also your boss, Daryl, who I think might be also listening, he's talked with you about your anger issues. You can't come on and yell at the customers this way.
Excuse me, this is Daryl. I'm not listening.
God damn it, Daryl, don't interrupt me. I'm liable to go thermonuclear.
Daryl, he's doing it again. I know you're not listening, but can you listen?
No. Every muscle I got is a fucking ICBM ready to take out a major port or seaside factory.
Daryl, you're actually... this was a shortening call. This was on my list of shortening calls.
Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little...
You're not helping me shorten this. That's the thing. I don't like the disrespect. I know you could fire me in a heartbeat.
I would never do that because you're the only person I trust.
Thank you. But I'm trying to shorten this call. So, Ben, you're over your minutes, and good luck in the Zelda contest.
Oh, great. That's happening, Ben? That'd be great. Could you ref that? I'm going to play. I got a great magic sword thrust.
Actually, Daryl, I know you're not listening, yeah. But don't you ref Zelda contests?
Yes, I do. Every random Tuesday.
Right. They're talking about that right now. I know I'm trying to shorten this call. Please don't use this as a... most of my shortening calls are much shorter than this, but I just thought it was relevant. You host... You ref Zelda contests.
This is Zelda Rubinstein from Poltergeist.
Out of bounds!
I was inbounds, child.
Foul.
Oh, precious. Just go into the light.
Daryl.
I'll allow it.
Daryl,
Yeah.
Did you say out of bounds?
Yes, I referee any Zeldas.
No, I know, but I just wanted... I don't want to correct you in front of everyone here on this line. But it's actually out of balance, I think. That could.
You're out of it's the out of margarine substitute?
No, out of balance.
I'd like the expression a balance is out of balance. Bar. Can I have a balance bar? My blood sugar is low.
Yes, absolutely. These are chocolate with... these are actually endorsed by Jack Balance.
from Ripley's Believe It or Don't.
That's right.
Did you say Jack Balance?
That's right, I did.
I hate to correct you, but I think it's Jack Bounds.
Jack Bounds.
Jack Bounds. Well, yeah, that's his name.
You know, Bounds has coconut and dark chocolate, and Almond Joy does not.
Oh.
Do not correct me again is what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, Daryl. Yeah, that's a fucking Mounds bar, you shit brain.
I have to run.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I can't literally run because I look like a tea kettle. Okay, bye.
Anyway, that Zelda contest.
Yeah, hey, Ben, I think your phone's tapped.
Okay, I'm going to have to cut you off unless Jack Palance shows up.
I'm real wanted by the FBI, so I'm going to have to go.
Which, I just have a feeling Jack Palance might show up. I don't
think anyone here can do Jack Palance.
I'm sorry.
Listen, we're going to do this a little bit longer.
We're going to... Listen, one-handed push-up.
You know, I... And referees Zelda contest bigger than you. I'm pretty sure Jack Palance is the only one left on this line at this point.
I think you're right, Chris. None of us can do Jack Palance.
Points, man.
We don't have to. Let's just call. Unless you want to call Chris, let's just call it a podcast. We've been out here a long time.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, well, thank you guys for coming. That was
Thanks
fun.
For having us.
Thank you.
I hope that wasn't as excruciating as it felt at the beginning.
It was absolutely.
You guys are really... You guys say you're the music and video guys, but you guys are great at this, honestly. I make every. It made me feel like a little insecure.
Like a real music and video guy.
Right, exactly. No, that was really fun.
Like
thank
a
you.
Real AV kid.
Thank you guys for having us.
No, this was great.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, guys.
We'll post links and everything on the
when we post the podcast. But your website is GoSuperEgo.com, right?
That's correct. And we're on iTunes.
And on iTunes. And everyone who, I don't know if this is actually true anymore, but everyone who leaves a review on their podcast, you will get your name read.
You will, and you can even get a postcard from your favorite Superego character.
So go ahead. Considering that about 1/10 of our audience has left a review for us on iTunes, that same 1/10 who are active and doing things to help out, take a listen to the Superego podcast, and I guarantee you'll enjoy it and give them a nice rating on iTunes because it really helps new people find the show. And they do a lot if you're in the LA area. I think you guys have recently started doing a few live shows.
Yeah,
there,
oh yeah,
right?
We're doing a live show July 6th, Friday night at 8 p.m. at UCB.
This will be out before then, hopefully so.
And also, I gave them some kind words on my personal Facebook page today, so you're welcome.
Yeah, he has at least 200 friends, too.
That's nice, Ben. Thank you.
At least 200, and probably only 180 of them are my family who will not take the time to pay any attention to.
Big family.
But we're Asian. You can, do the math.
No, you can, Asian.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Ended on a racist note.
We had to bring it back to Shoddy Radio's regular.
I think you mean an up note.
Do you do a lot of shredding?
On guitar?
No, paper.
Yes.
I see you own a Jam Buster. You see the box that the microphone is
powers
in?
Powers through jam.
That's actually loud.
Power shred DM 1200C cross symbol.
12 gauge shredding.
That's the DM 1200C.
Yeah.
That's a good model.
Shreds the hell out of the B model.
Literally. Yeah. You're supposed to put the B model into the C model.
In it, yes.
You shred it.
This will bust any jams.
It primes the primes the crosscut blades.
What shreds the shredder? Tonight on Space Man.